First in family. What's going on, y'all? We are just here hanging out with you for a fry.
Yay.
Q and
A.
With Jay.
And A.
What do you
say?
Down by the
bay.
Eat some.
Hey.
I just.
May.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the right answers there.
Didn't know it was coming.
I get to. Viper style right there. Well,
didn't
I'm out. That's as good as it's gonna get.
I pulled it out.
That is literally
unscripted,
as good as this live is going to get. And if you're just tuning in right now and you missed it, I'm fucking sorry.
We
like literally that was the best you're ever going to receive from us.
Yeah.
So,
and that's on like 6 hours of sleep. I'm doing well.
On that note, guys, right. I hope you have a great weekend. and we're done. We're out. We didn't have any questions. We nailed the intro, and we got nothing else for you guys. So,
that was a good one.
I was pretty happy with
that.
Yeah. I was pretty happy with that.
This is what happens. I get surprised because there's never any prompting. Like, hey, we're going to do this thing today. He just decides to do it.
Off the cuff, baby.
So it's fine. It's fine. I got it.
Live without a net.
I got it.
You never know what you're going to get. That's why you tune in. That's why you tune in early. Anna's here. Happy Friday, guys. Happy Friday to you. Sephra says, that was awesome. Sephra, it was something. I'll tell you that much.
Listen, I got it. 100%. I got it.
Speaking of 100%, why is Chop full send back there? Molly says, happy Friday. Happy Friday, Molly. How are you? How are you adjusting? How is life back on this side of the globe?
How's the new vehicle?
We want to know. Kevin McMurphy, hey, it's Friday. It sure is, man. It is a Friday Q&A. We're excited to be here. As par for the course as of lately, we don't have any questions.
No.
So if you've got anything is on your mind, let us know, because I'll be honest with you, I'm not feeling very entertaining today. I'm not very entertaining anyway. That's not one of my gifts that I was bestowed on. It is not a craft I have practiced, not a skill I have cultivated, but I am feeling exceptionally unentertaining today. So if you have any questions for us, maybe I can answer those. No promises. Sam says, what the fuck? Ooh. I just got here. You didn't miss me?
Of course we did.
Always. You are always missed. I am glad you were here, by the way.
Yeah.
Maybe you can tell Bart that we have these things going on. since you seem to make way more of them than he does. Krista, TGIF.
Yes ma'am.
Indeed. Or TGIF.
I like
if
that
I say it better. No, I like the way she wrote that there. I like those things. That's like when I write FML.
TGIF is right.
I've been feeling a lot of FML today, I'll tell you.
It's been a long day.
And I don't mean feel my loins, which is a good FML sometimes.
What was the other one? For the win. FTW.
That's not FML.
We'll tell that story in a minute. It's been a long couple days. It's been super rainy and thundery. And Porkchop hates thunder. He hates it. Doesn't mind the rain all the time, but guys, thunder. And Chop is a 63-pound, shivering, drooling mess.
It's
so
true.
So last night, it starts raining at night on our way home from jiu-jitsu. And here comes the thunder rolling in. And I was like, gosh, please don't thunder all night long because I know what's going to happen. So we close our bedroom door because there's a cat. Chop loves the cat. Cat does not love the Chop. So they don't get to sleep next to each other at night. But when it thunders and we have our bedroom doors closed, this one who's partying behind us gets up against our bedroom door. But he doesn't lay down. He sits on the wood floor.
He backs into it like for safety.
So with his little nails on the wood floor, he slides. So you hear like tick, 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 thump as he slides back into the door. And he does it over and over. And all I hear is the nails and the thump. And then there's the thunder. And then I gave it about 30 minutes, and I was like, I'm sleeping on the couch. I can't. So me and Chop slept on the couch while he shivered against my leg, drooled all over the blanket I was trying to use, and didn't go to sleep.
That's the kind of night Ann's having, day Ann's having. So,
it's been
a
long night.
Yeah. No feel my loins on that one. That's a definite FML. Molly says, life is good. The new vehicle is even better. You know, I saw pictures of that new vehicle.
It looks so good.
And, man, I'm happy for you guys. Notice what I did there, fam. Notice what I did right there. I said, I'm happy for you guys because I am. I'm happy they're enjoying it. What I didn't say was, must be nice.
Ooh.
Because I don't like that.
It's been that kind of week, too.
I don't like some must be nicing. So I'm happy for you guys. I hope you enjoy driving the shit out of it because you deserve happiness,
it's
Molly.
Awesome.
That's how I feel about you, fam. Howdy from the Murphys. Oh, man, we don't have the thing. So I'm just going to assume it's Roxy.
I don't know. That's true. It should be the Roxys, right? Yep, Mark Murphy.
It is Mark. I'm sorry.
Howdy.
I assumed it was Roxy.
They're together.
And it's Mark.
It's both.
My bad, sir. My bad. But you guys are together, so that's good.
Yeah.
On the road to Montana.
That's cool.
Or in Montana. That's awesome. Been wanting to visit Montana lately.
Yeah.
And then I kind of heard that it's very close to Canada, and I went, oh, that's cheap. That's far. That's.
Well, then we have to pick a warm month because
it's not even that. It's just
that's cold.
Yeah, man. Ooh, Montana. So I hope you're having a great time. I imagine there's some cool stuff to see when you're driving out there.
Oh, I bet it's gorgeous.
Like mountains and such. Kevin says all of your entertainment bank was spent. Man, that intro was fire.
This is the first like actual laughing that we've done all day, though. So
if you missed out on that intro, you've got to watch. I would say you can't. I would say stop now and try to.
Not
but
yet.
Maybe if you drive a DeLorean and you can go back in time, you could rewatch the intro because that intro, like I said, that's it. That's that. The call was done after that. We should have just signed out.
We should have. Bye. Or hit the replay.
Anna says, can you bring your guitar, bass?
Well, we're not going to bring the
bass. B-A-S-S, like bass.
Because
just so you know.
It needs some accoutrement.
To the next reunion for a little jam entertainment. Man, I don't know about that. We'll see.
You were playing Blink the other day, right? Was it Blink?
But I was playing some Blink-182, but an alternative version of it because that's what's fun. Guys, the skill that Jonathan has in guitar, it's we can play a lot of 90s, 2000s pop punk songs, acoustic, which doesn't sound the same. There's no drums, there's no whatever.
But we can make it work.
Or we can play horrible versions of real songs that Jonathan's not skilled enough to play yet. It would be something. I don't know if entertainment is what you would call it.
We might have a spot.
But let's see if we have room. You know, I'm not going to say no because it'll be October.
And I don't think the dog is coming to this one because of the reunion muster situation.
There's a chance
so
it might be below 90 degrees. And maybe we could, like, you know, go outside and not have a fire because it's an Airbnb and they're not going to have a fire pit. We could turn the grill on. Like it's a fire, like a fire circle. Yeah, Anna, that's an interesting idea. I might have to practice and learn some songs.
Grill circle.
That don't have a bunch of F words in them. Or I'll just say fuck a
whole
bunch because I do that anyway. Who cares, right? Good call. We'll see. It depends. How about that? It depends. I don't know on what. Coach Kelly's here. Happy Friday. What's up, Coach? Who do we got? Who's another FBU right here?
This is Eric Hillard.
Eric Hillard. Link expired, but that's okay because I don't think you've been on one of these in a while.
Yeah.
So, howdy. What's going on, brother? Oh, your daughter's in college here, Mark. Oh, that makes sense. That's a good reason to go visit to the frozen tundra of Montana.
It should be nice now, right?
Okay, I don't know anything in Montana, so I probably shouldn't ask where in Montana. But if you're anywhere near, I think it's Kalispell.
Yeah.
You should go to the Black Rifle coffee there because members of the family own that Black Rifle.
Yep.
So you should go to the Black Rifle in Kalispell
and
say hello to Leah and Andy Stump because they own that Black Rifle. So if you're near Kalispell, go support the fam. Gosh darn it. And support Black Rifle and amazing coffee.
Because it's not like Montana's like a ginormous state or anything.
It's a huge state.
Yeah.
It's a huge state.
But maybe you're close.
And I know that, from what I gather, that part of Montana is not near anything. Like 2 hours from the airport. So I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. If you're in the great state of Montana and you go to that Black Rifle, you could support the fam. That's all I got for you. Albert's here.
Hey.
I heard it.
I heard it
when you said it. What's the not fat Albert voice? Because you are certainly not a fat Albert, my brother. You are freaking crushing it. I saw those abs the other day in the Flexi photo. I'm a fan of your abs, sir. Hope all is well and I signed it correctly. Berto, yes, you did, my man. John Con Jimmy, are we talking about the reunion? Start over.
So Anna Patterson requested that Jonathan bring his guitar.
I need a ukulele. I would feel better jamming on a ukulele.
Can you play a ukulele? Does it translate? Like, that's a little... Do you just strum a ukulele? Like, is there no... I don't know how that works.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Okay. It follows. It tracks.
So, that's all I'm saying. We will probably talk about the reunion because... Banff, I don't know if you noticed, but there were no questions for this Q&A.
No questions.
And I don't know when you tuned in. I'm pretty sure it was after the best damn intro on the planet. The best part of this call that you will have to watch the replay for. But I'm not feeling very entertaining today. I don't have much going on that is worth sharing with the fam. I got a lot going on. A lot going on. But not all of it is fit for public consumption, I guess I should say. So we can talk about the reunion. Coach Kim's here. What's up, Coach? Kalispell is way up north. We are just here in Bozeman.
Oh, you're in Bozeman, though. Oh, that's cool.
Is that something that we know from Yellowstone?
Yeah.
That's all I know about Montana. Bozeman, is that the town they go in where they're all uppity?
I think so.
And What's-Her-Face had the law thing that got blown up.
She tried to beat someone's face in.
Yes. Yeah. So Bozeman, don't go chasing waterfalls. And then don't go drinking in the bar and getting in a fight, because I've heard that goes south in Bozeman when you do that. And even the Duttons can't get you out of those charges. So you be careful up there, Murphy's. But yeah, that's what I know about Montana. I know that Kevin Costner is up there somewhere. That's all I got.
Except this season, because he's not coming back. So,
I mean, no I more. Get it, Kevin. You have given the world enough with
he's
hits
like in the 70s,
with hits like Waterworld and Robin Hood.
That's the hit you chose.
But you are upsetting people. Maybe they can just replace you with AI.
Yeah, this got to be possible.
I mean, I'm here for it, right? It's good enough. They had the Pope in the puffy jacket, and everybody thought it was real. So I think we can maybe we should replace Kevin Costner in Yellowstone with AI. I'm here for it. This is what happens when questions don't get asked, guys. Kevin Costner, AI, and TLC. It gets bad. You guys might want to think of some questions. Then don't make that drive. That's probably like 8 hour difference. So yes. Amazing coffee. I love that we have it in the commissary now too.
Very cool.
Yeah. Their coffee is really good. That's all I got. Good one. Yeah. We don't have it in our commissary right now, but we've had it before. I enjoy it.
John Conjemi, rock and roll. He's here for it. Oh, Coach Kim has a ukulele. How do you fly with that?
Of course you have a ukulele, because that is a very Hawaiian thing to do. So that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, I mean, guys, we really don't have much tonight. So if anyone has anything, let us know. If not, we will probably just talk about a few things real quick. The Banff did mention the reunion. I don't know, man. I think I'm just saying reunion's good to go.
Yeah.
Reunion's good to go. Book your flights. Get down here. We'll make it happen one way or the other. So there. I hope that answers that question for you, John.
Reunion's on. Get your spot in the reunion as soon as you can, because I'm going to get a house. And the closer we get, the harder it is, the more expensive it is to change houses. So that may not be an option. So we might have some floor sleeping space if you sign up super late.
We are going to definitely try to size it to the people we have within the next week or two.
Yep.
So if you're interested in the reunion, let us know. So we can make sure that you are able to make sure there's room at the end, man, because nobody wants to be on the floor. And nobody wants to fight Coach PJ for the couch because he calls that every time.
And he takes up the whole thing usually.
Yeah, he does. He's a big, he's a large human. So, so reunion's good to go. We're excited about it. Get your tickets to Howlow Scream as well, the Thursday night of that reunion. We're pretty happy about that. There may be a ukulele involved. I don't know. I'm not. It's yet to be determined.
First time at the reunion.
First time of a ukulele, yeah.
Yeah.
Cards Against Humanity will be at the reunion this time. You know how I know that?
Because I will not forget it this time. It's on the list, too. I just straight forgot it. The good thing is we're not going from muster to a reunion.
No.
We're going reunion first. So I'll be a little less brain scrambled at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be pretty shot out by the time we're flying home from Dallas.
Oh, it's going to be so awesome, though.
But, yeah, we're pretty pumped about that.
So
but, yeah,
stoked.
Reunion's good to go, man. Let's make this awesome. So, so if you're on the fence about the reunion, you shouldn't be. You should be already signing up right now and coming to hang out with us. It's going to be a good time.
Yep. John Conchemi said, off to Delta.com I go. Guys, so you know what? We use Delta for pretty much everything. You'll pay a little more for Delta than I would if we were to go to some of the more inexpensive airlines. We're not going to call anybody out. However, Delta has gone above and beyond. Anytime we need a customer service to happen, we had one mix-up that wasn't really Delta's fault. It was an airport's fault. The other day, we had to change our flights. So we are scheduled to go to a conference, and we get an email 5 weeks before the conference and says, hey, we made a mistake on the conference dates. It is actually a day earlier than we thought. So now we have to check in a day early and leave a day early. So my brain, I'm like, oh God, we have flights that come in, and I have a hotel and I have to fix this. I go to fix the flights, can't do it on my phone. Awesome. So I get on Delta's little chat in their chat box. They take care of the flights. It took 10 minutes, no problem. What I realize is on the longest leg of the flight, which is, I don't know, about 5 hours, Jonathan and I are seated in separate rows because they didn't have seats next to each other. The one next to Jonathan has a little X over it, where it's not assigned, right?
I'm okay with that. We spend life like this. It wouldn't have bothered me, fam. So, I'm just letting you know.
And here's the thing. I can switch them back. So we might do that. But I'm thinking, listen, 5-hour flight. If something were to happen, I would like to be seated next to my husband. Because I can hold his hand from the row behind him, but somebody's going to get real not happy with me as we're talking back and forth over the rows.
That's morbid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but this is, I'd rather sit by, right? So I get on Delta's chat, and it says no seats available. If you go, I tried to even go and look at, like, rebooking the entire leg of that flight. No seats available. Oh, crap. I was like, we're screwed. 10 minutes, the guy on the other line of Delta goes, hey, I totally understand that you want to sit together. Done. Switch the seats. No problem. Magic. It's magic. This is why we pay more for Delta customer service.
That's some solid customer service right there.
Just be good to people.
Solid.
Be good. Be nice.
Be good to people. Reminds me of a customer service story that we had to handle today where someone was not good to people and somebody thought they could lie and then cuss and yell and put 4 exclamation points.
You know when you read an email and you're like, man, you were angry typing, weren't you? They were angry typing. There were like words that didn't make sense, grammatical errors all over the place, 4 exclamation points after several sentences. Funsies.
Weird. I don't know who this is. Happy Friday.
That is Marianne Palumbo.
Oh, Marianne. Well, hi. Happy Friday to you.
Yeah,
got that weekend rolling. Is that a champagne bottle you're popping? Oof. Get some. I'm here for it, man. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope it's off to a great start. Anna Patterson says, it better be good to go because I did not listen and already booked my flights. Anna.
It's on.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
I think we said that on every live call, and we put it in big caps on the reunion page.
Why would you do that? I guess you were just manifesting your will into reality.
Well,
but
her and Coach Amy booked their Howlow Scream tickets as well, too, because they both told me, hey, it's happening now because we got Howlow Scream tickets.
I mean, I guess let us know how it went. If we didn't have a reunion, we'd maybe drive over and see you guys. But no, that's awesome. That's good. Heck yeah, popping them bottles, having a good time. Marianne, we cannot see that this is you. I'm assuming it's you. So two options here. Put a little MAP so we know who it is. Or you can click this link and come back in. It's not that big a deal.
It's not gonna be a long call.
Let us know. And if you got any questions, let us know too. And I said, because I knew it was going to happen.
Either way, it was gonna be like a coach's get together, so you are always welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Moving along, because I know the Murphys are here on their way to Montana, and they asked about muster. I do want to throw this out there. Anyone who's considering about going to muster with us in Dallas, please at least get your hotel taken care of.
Yeah, the hotel rooms. The muster will sell out probably, as it gets a little closer to the event. Don't put off getting hotel rooms for Dallas Muster. If you haven't done it, please go do it now because they are booking it up.
The second warning they've given for the hotel block selling out. They're not on Muster selling out yet, which it will. Yeah. But at least if you get the hotels, you'll be able to stay on site. Yeah. Once that sells out, you're going to have to stay off premises. And the experience, it's not the same. It's not ideal. And
if you don't have a vehicle, you're not Ubering back and forth or taking a Lyft every day. You can't make the 4:45 a.m. workouts because that's just impossible.
Dallas is not a walking town.
Yeah.
I have to imagine if this Gaylord is anything like the one in Orlando, you're not walking to it from anywhere.
And it's at the Gaylord Texan in Dallas. Super cool.
So if you're considering it, I believe there's a 48-hour cancellation on the hotel. Where you're not going to get whatever. Now, I wouldn't say book all the rooms.
Read the cancellation policy if you're concerned about it, because I don't know.
But if you are wanting to come to muster, get your room. Get your room. You do want to stay on premises, that's for sure. Murphy says, we booked our flights too. We are coming, reunion or not.
It's happening.
It's good to go.
Get together is happening.
We'll make it happen.
Yes.
It's going to happen. Hopefully, we'll get a few more people to come make it a real party.
I'm going
to
get a house this weekend.
Yeah, but we'll go ahead and start booking it, and if we have to downsize, we'll downsize.
I'll get a house. There's a new neighborhood in Orlando in Kissimmee. It's a little further south than where we were in Champions Gate, but it's a brand new neighborhood, and they have a pool, and I think there was water slides there. And we might be staying there.
Pate. Yeah. Into it. Coach Kelly says, Garrett and I have our hotel booked at the Gaylord.
Perfect.
That's what I'm talking about. That's where you want to be.
Cool hotel.
That's where the party's going to be at. And by that, I mean we all wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to work out, which is a party in and of itself.
It's cool.
So it'll be good. But yeah, so muster's going to be awesome. The reunion's going to be awesome. Now we get to figure out what we're going to do to gap it. So people that are coming, like Kelly, like the Murphys, if you guys end up coming to the muster so we can figure out how we're going to go from one to the other,
it's
going to be fun, but I'm into it. I'm here for it.
For my women in the family, this is kind of along the muster thread, there is a women's summit happening. So this is kind of like muster, but it's women only. So it's going to be female speakers. You're going to hear Jamie Cochran, who's the CEO of Echelon Front. She was their employee number one, and she now runs a lot of the things. She's going to speak. Leif's wife is going to be there speaking. One of the instructors, Jason Gardner, his wife will be there. There was confirmation that Jocko's wife will be there. Helen Willink will be there. So there's going to be a lot of big faces. Mama Lee will be there speaking.
Fam representing at the Women's Summit.
I've already had a couple women in the family reach out and ask about it. So if you want to go, I posted it a while back. I'll post it again, and I'll put it in the family for you guys. Super, super cool. This is the very first Women's Summit ever. So you get to be part of Women's Summit 001, which is pretty awesome. So if you want to do that, that is in Phoenix in September.
I heard Ann's going to be there.
I will be there doing something. I'll be there. I will be there.
I heard I'm going to be in a hotel room because it's women only.
He's going to be in the hotel room. Guys, the Women's Summit is the 14th, 15th, and 16th of September. My birthday is the 14th. Happy birthday to me. So be cool if I could get to hang out with some of you guys and we could get to go to this summit together and experience this. So if you want more information, let me know. I'll post it. We'll get it sent out.
The Women's Summit September is before October.
It is.
It's something to look at. But yeah, enough of that, I think, except for this. John says, I have a credit for the muster. I need to figure out if doubling the length of the trip is in the cards. I mean, you know what I'm going to say.
For muster, we would always say yes because of the event.
It depends. Check your availabilities. And figure out what you can do, because you definitely want to watch out for that that block at the Gaylord to be outsold or sold out.
Yeah, if you, have any thoughts of going to muster, John, check on the cancellation fee for the hotel. If you can cancel your room before a certain time, you might want to go ahead and book it just in case you decide to go, because if the Gaylord sells out, it is a big pain to stay off site. You don't want to do
you
that.
You want to be, so if you want to be there it, for the whole thing. Yeah.
Go ahead and grab it just in case.
Absolutely. Sephora says hoping to be able to go, waiting to hear back on hubby's schedule.
I'm Women's keeping Summit. My fingers crossed. Yes, the Women's Summit.
Yeah. That's going to be cool, man, and it's the first one. Yeah. So it's always cool to be a part of the start of something. We've not yet been able to be a part of something, and I won't be able to be a part of something here. So the start. So
we might hide
Jonathan
in the back of the room. We'll
good for you.
Put him in the corner.
Whatever. I'm so happy for you. Oh, look, Marianne, she hit the link. She said, yes, please post it. We'll get
Absolutely.
That posted up for sure.
This is I'm beyond excited for this. Like, a muster is awesome. It's a kind of a whole different thing. This is going to be an entire conference of women getting together to be better humans, leaders, better for your family, in relationships, for your kids, for your coworkers, for the people underneath you. It's just to be a better human, and there are going to be some fantastic women there speaking. Just awesome. So anybody that can make it, any of my women, sorry guys, please try to make it. It's going to be cool.
Yep.
I'll post it.
We'll get that up there.
And come celebrate birthday with me.
How about it?
Birthday present.
I mean, that's it, right? That's what we got?
Yeah. That's what we got. If anybody has questions, now's the time to drop them in, because we had zero questions.
I got a question for you guys. How come y'all aren't sharing first in field notes?
Good question.
Do you know how I know you're not sharing first in field notes? Because I know everybody by name that's signing up, because I'm sharing first in field notes with them, and then I'm checking to see if they confirm. And I'm just not seeing your people becoming our people.
Share the field notes.
Let's share field notes. My other question is, how come some of you aren't reading first in field notes? Do you know how much work she puts into these things?
We design these emails to be not necessarily educational, but there's a lot of things that even I'm learning some things going through this, or refreshing some things in my head. I mean, we had an entire series on just the macronutrients. A whole, five emails?
I hear people want to learn things.
Five emails.
Well, you can learn things on field notes. But I'll tell you guys, outside of sharing with your friends, sharing field notes with your friends is the best way that I know of, outside of you sitting down with them and explaining your journey and sharing your successes and your wins and your struggles with them. Outside of that, it's the best way I know to convey what First In is all about, because that's what we do over time. We share your wins, we share your successes, we share your struggles, we share words from the coaches, we share positive things, we share pork chop, we share a ton of information going all the way through. It's an entire series. If you start today, you'll get the first one on Sunday, where we go through why we track, how we track, what macronutrients are, why calories matter, why we don't attach morality to food, which is this Sunday's topic. We go through all kinds of stuff. We have fun with it. And it's a great thing to do. So, you know, like I said, outside of you being able to sit down and walk through everything, it's the best thing to do. More importantly to me, in my opinion, for members of the family, is it's multiple times throughout the week that you will be reminded of your own journey and where you're at. And you will be getting a reminder to stay on the ladder and keep climbing, to keep your hands on the rungs, because here's an email from First In Nutrition. Here's, you know, Coach Amy sharing something. Here's Coach Adam sharing something. Here's Coach Kelly sharing something. Here's someone I see in the fam posting. Here's a success win from someone from social media. Oh, here's pork chop. You know, oh, that's why we track calories. They really do count. You'll get reminders of these things, and it's going to make it much harder to forget to turn in, which some people like to do. And it's also from the lens which I view it, it's going to make it a lot harder for you to keep burning it down, because you'll have a reminder to recenter yourself and refocus your why. And I think that's what's so important about having those positive reminders built into your day to remind you of it. So I would definitely suggest sharing First In Field Notes and subscribing to First In Field Notes. If you are not subscribing already, shame on you. Shame on you. Speaking of shame on you, shame on you, Marianne. Don't act like I haven't thought about that already. But
don't push him into that.
There is a photo floating around of me with dreads put up in pigtails with my makeup done for Halloween one year. And I can do some things pretty decently in life. I'm okay at a few things.
That's not
looking
really
attractive as a female is not one of those things. I'm not real good at it. And yeah, it's probably not going to work out well for me. But hey, I mean, it is.
He will be there.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
I'll be there in spirit.
He's coming either way because it's my birthday and I said so. And we're going to Phoenix. I've never been to Phoenix, so new city.
It's going to be great. The hotel room is going to be awesome. Maybe I'll bring my ukulele. I'll see if I can rent a ukulele in Phoenix. That too. What else we got? I think that's it, man. I think that's all we have.
Share the field notes.
Share the field notes. Let everybody know. Reunion. Sign up for the reunion. Come to muster.
Yeah, I will post the women's thing. I'll post it in the group for you guys the minute we get off the call.
Yes. Real quick, just because this got, we had a reminder of this. Member of the fam posted that they had some less than ideal customer service experiences with a company. That's unfortunate. Companies can have bad days. You can have employees that maybe don't see the big picture. Maybe you have an employee that's having a bad day, that didn't respond, whatever. Or maybe it's just a policy that's not necessarily favoring the consumer as much as it is the company. And that's okay. I'm not here to talk down or disparage any particular outfit. What I am here to do is talk up some particular outfits. There is a reason that we support the companies that we support so vocally. And it's not because they write us big, giant, fat checks. In fact, it's the opposite. We write them big, giant, fat checks and swipe our card way too much. I don't even want to see what our bills are for some of these companies. But the reason we support them as much as we do, and you see me post about it constantly, and you see it in the pictures on First In Fuel constantly, and you see it on my stories constantly, is because we love the stuff. And more importantly, we believe in the people behind the product and they support us. So I'm not going to say that they're infallible and they can't be a mistake, but what I can confidently say is they will do whatever they can to take care of it. So when we talk about supporting First In by supporting yourself, a big part of that is supporting these companies. So if you've been here for more than 35 seconds, you probably know that we are huge fans of Jocko Fuel and Origin. Those are two companies that, in my opinion, very hard for them to do any wrong. So I think those are some great companies to support. You want to support them, you could support yourself. Use the code FIRST10FAM. You're going to save 10%. They're going to try to give us 10%. We want to give that back to you. Yeah. So you'll save your receipts. You'll do like Anna Patterson does. You'll send them in once you've hit $25 in credit from your discount. It'll say First In Fam, whatever. You send it back to us. I save 10 on this order. I save 15 on this order. You send those two receipts into us where we can see First In Fam, and we give you a free week, which is pretty awesome, right? I don't know too many other people that give you back the stuff they give them. We should just be using it to buy our own damn milk. But we don't do that, fam. We give it to you. So you can do that. You can support Five Oats. Five Oats is the jam. They are an overnight oatmeal that is really a balanced meal full of protein. Yeah. Pretty awesome. Law enforcement ran. Super cool. Super cool company.
They make some killer muffins.
They've already bent over backwards to take care of the family when there's been some issues. So I really suggest supporting them. You Proteiniverse people out there, you know who you are. you people who want supplemental collagen, you know who you are, should be most of us. Frog Fuel. Frog Fuel is the jam.
Another company that we had a little oops with a member, and they went above and beyond.
Above and beyond to take care of it, to fix it.
Yep.
Great company, great product. Your first order, you send it to us. You let us know that you ordered from them. You take a picture. You post it. We'll give you a free week for that. There's instructions for all this stuff in the FML, the frequently missed list. Not feel my loins once again. But check those guys out. And, you know, who doesn't love Amazon, right? If you go to, I believe this is right, i.amfirst.in/Amazon, or click the Amazon link at firstinfam.com.
This is listed in your member portal, and it's listed on the FML list.
Uncle Bezos gives us a couple pennies for everything you buy. And that's pretty much supporting First In.
Jonathan's been eyeing a new
ice toy. Cream scooper.
Ice cream. It's like a... It's this round tube thing, and you stick it in the ice cream and pull it out, and then you have ice cream sandwich, like a cylindrical shape block of ice cream that you can put in some cookies.
Yes, I want to do that with my creamy.
This is the new toy.
And unfortunately, we cannot use our Amazon link because they don't let us double dip like that, apparently. So the 2 pennies that we would get for the cylindrical ice cream scooper, easy for me to say, we don't even get. Maybe I can give you guys some monies and you can buy it for me, you know? No. But, yeah, so guys, these are the reason we support these companies, because they're good. And also, I just posted about it yesterday. If you guys are not donating to America's Mighty Warriors, I'm just going to call you out like Mama Lee did. You're not good at math, because you give a $23 gift donation to America's Mighty Warriors so they can support Gold Star families, so they can support veterans, they can support active duty military members, and we give you a week of First In, which is more money than $23. And Mama Lee pointed out on the call, she's like, yeah, you guys, it's not hard. You don't have to be a math magician to see that's a good deal. So support America's Mighty Warriors. That doesn't support First In or yourself. It supports an amazing human with an amazing heart and an amazing organization. And the fact that we're not giving free weeks out left and right for that kind of makes me wonder how good some of your tracking is if your math skills are that backwards. I'm just saying. Kevin, Jocko Code does not work on subscriptions, right? It does not work on subscriptions. I had a cart with a sub and another product that refused the code. Was reading a comment on the fan group. It might be the sub. Yeah. It does not do subscriptions because they give you 10% off on subscriptions.
They give you a discount. There might be a shipping.
They give it to you already built in. So it's kind of like if you sign up for the email and it says get your free 10% off, you can't stack that with First In Fam either. So if you're using a subscription because you use the product and it shows up every time, then keep that subscription. I would much rather you supplement yourself and stay on the path that way if that helps you out. But we cannot, whatever. And the other thing you could do is just split your order. Have your subs factored out. They'll continually roll, and then put your other products online, and you can use our thing for that.
Eric Hillard. It is not the one that Ian posted. That's kind of like a real old school version of it. It's just an updated cylinder version.
It's a cylinder version. Yeah, that one, I think that's the one that was like
Yeah, that's the old school, like, ice cream sandwich shaped square.
Yeah, that looked horrible.
It didn't look like it worked
very well. Yeah, no, this round one, I saw someone sent it to my DMs on Instagram. A guy that really likes all my food stuff. A guy named my boy Nick. And, not in the fam. Nick, what's up with that, yo? But he sent it to me, and I was like, wow, that would work perfect in a pint of a creamy so I could actually make some cool ice cream sandwiches, maybe with some protein pancakes, like a ice cream milk griddle, which is what I had in my dome. So we'll see. Kevin says, got to keep those joints lubed up. Brother, I'm not even lying to you. If you name it, I use it, right? Like, I'm on Time War now. Just started taking that. I told Brian I would tell him my thoughts on the Time War. It's only been a week, so I can't really give too many thoughts. But yeah, man, if you name it, I use it from them. And they, unfortunately, as of today, we are not sponsored Jocko Fuel Athletes. We sponsor Jocko Fuel with all of our money as well, just like you guys do. But I mean, if you name it, I use it. By switching to Time War, I don't use D anymore. That's the one thing I got to move out of my stack. But yeah, I mean, I use Goodnight. I use Joint Warfare. I use Cold War. Yeah. I use Super Krill. Yeah. I use Time War. And then, of course,
we have creatine and the greens.
We use the creatine and the greens. And, of course, I'm hammering the Mulk.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, when we say we use it, we have a literal closet in our house that is dedicated to our Jocko Fuel. Closet. Yeah, it's not a closet. It's a dumbwaiter. I don't know if any of you guys...
But nobody uses a dumbwaiter anymore. If you
have a bougie house from 1981 like we do, there's a dumbwaiter in it. And we turn that dumbwaiter into a Mulk closet. Yeah. So, we use it all. So, you're not wrong to keep it on the subscription. Oh, yeah, and we drink all the Go, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are big fans of that product, that line. I think that's the only thing. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
We use it all. So, basically, the free-for-all light has been on this entire time.
And it's date night.
So, if you guys have any questions... We would love to attempt to give you an answer. Usually it's going to mean we're going to ask some more questions, but give it a shot. You know, you never know. We might be able to do it. But if not, we're going to do just what the boss old said right over here. The boss old. The old boss, not the boss hole.
I was going to say, I don't know what that is, but okay. It's fine. I
feel my loins.
It's fine.
But yeah, we're going to go get some dinner in. Get some date night in. I'm going to try to get ready for the reunion set that Anna wants. I'm going to try to strum on the guitar a little bit so I can disconnect this brain from today because I need to. Yeah, man, on that note, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yep.
Thanks for allowing us to infiltrate your Friday a little bit to hopefully... amuse you slightly. And if you didn't catch the intro, all I'm gonna say is, as soon as this call's over, you need to watch the first little bit.
I nailed it.
It was nailed all right. But on that note, we're out of here, guys. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for supporting First In, and thanks for being First In. Hopefully we'll see you guys soon, and have a great night. Bye.